Hello there, good morning, how you doing? This will be in good form and fine fettles, starting us off, German O'Hara, three in a row. Great of you, this hope you're well, hope you're in good form. Hopefully Saturday morning is going good.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky. There's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us. So let the feeling grab you deep inside and send you reeling where your love can't hide, and then go stealing through the moonlit nights with your lover. Just let your love flow like a mountain stream, and let your love grow with the smallest of dreams, and let your love show. And you know what I mean, that's the season. Let your love fly like a bird on a wing, and let your love bind you to all living things, and let your love shine. And you know what I mean, that's the reason. There's a reason for the warm sweet nights, and there's a reason for the candlelight. Must be the season when those love lights shine all around us. So let that wonder take you into space, and lay you under its love and embrace. Just feel the thunder as it warms your face. You can't hold back, just let your love flow like a mountain stream, and let your love grow with the smallest of dreams, and let your love show. And you know what I mean, it's the season. Just let your love fly like a bird on a wing, and let your love bind you to all living things, and let your love shine. And you know what I mean, that's the reason. Just let your love flow like a mountain stream, and let your love grow with the smallest of dreams, and let your love show. And you know what I mean, it's the season. Just let your love fly like a bird on a wing, and let your love bind you to all living things, and let your love shine. And you know what I mean, that's the reason. Just let your love flow like a mountain stream, and let your love grow with the smallest of dreams, and let your love show.
Back again, larger than life again, holding me tight again, placing those same kisses on my brow, sweeter than ever now. What I remember now, couldn't get enough of kissing. Do you know how much you're missing? No, you don't, but I do. It's like a slow train trickle by. Even the words I write refuse to fly. All I can hear is your song haunting me. Can't get the melody out of my head to see. Distractions I've been using. Do you know how much you're losing? No, you don't, but I do. But I do. And I wonder if I'm past the point of rescue. Is no word from you at all the best that you can do? Never meant to push and shove you. Do you know how much I love you? No, you don't.
Dermot O'Hara, musician, singer, and entertainer.
It's time to say goodbye to yesterday.
Dermot O'Hara, singer and entertainer.
On the Sunday morning sidewalk.
Dermot O'Hara. And you can catch Dermot O'Hara on Facebook / Dermot.O'Hara Singer. Website DermotO'Hara.com. YouTube.com Dermot Sings, and search him on Spotify, Dermot O'Hara.
Just let your love flow like a mountain stream, and let your love grow with the smallest.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head that didn't hurt, and the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled through my closet to my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. Wash my face and comb my hair and stumble down the stairs to meet today. I smoked my mind the night before on cigarettes and songs that I've been picking, but I lit my first and watched the smoke keep playing with the can that he was kicking. Then I walked across the street and caught the Sunday smell of someone frying chicken. And it took me back to something that I'd lost somehow, somewhere along the way. On the Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes somebody feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleepy city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw the daddy with laughing in a girl that he was swinging. And I stopped beside the Sunday school and listened to the songs that they were singing. Across the empty street and somewhere far away, a lonely bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyons like the disappearing dreams of yesterday. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying half as lonesome as the sound. Sleepy city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down. On the sleepy city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down.
Current number one, well, we leave the new chart tomorrow. Dermot O'Hara, Sunday morning coming down. Three in a row, starting us off. Dermot O'Hara, morning Anne Fahy, good to have you along. John Dean, hopefully life is good. Caroline Wall Dixon, good to have you along, hopefully well. John Foley in Chicago, hopefully life is good. Hi, Liz Maddox, good to have you along. And Cork, hopefully life is good. James McMullen, great to have you with us. Hopefully that you're in good form. Hi, and Tom and Maura Dediff. And for Maura, whose birthday, a very happy birthday to Maura, whose birthday is on Thursday. Maura, a very, very happy birthday. It's a lovely, lovely day. Hi, Heather Robinson. Hopefully good dawn along somewhere as well. And hopefully that you're well. Warm, you can and good to have you along. Hopefully you're well. Hi, Ger. Ger Brown with you tomorrow afternoon here on Irish Radio. And great to have you with us. Also with you on Wild Country, with you all over the place. Hope you're well. Also on Global Irish Radio. Hopefully that all is going good for today. Cracky song this, as requested for Warren Buchanan. Hi Warren, just for you, cracking song, Shooty Crampsey. Sometimes it isn't easy being me, but I know the feeling.
Wishing I could hold
deep behind this smile, there's so much sorrow. Sometimes it isn't easy being me. Yes, deep behind this smile, there's so much sorrow. Sometimes it isn't easy being me.
Sometimes it isn't easy being me. Know the feeling. Cracky well there. Shooty Crops, yes, across to Warren Buchanan in New Zealand. Warren, great to have you along. I hope you're well. Today is Free Comic Book Day, International Pillets Day, Paranormal Day. Also, Women's Equal Pay Day, Beer Pong Day, Childhood Stroke Awareness Day, Constitution Memorial Day, Herb Day, International Drone Day, International Wild Koala Day. Also, Join Hands Day, Lumpy Rug Day, Naked Gardening Day. Oh, strange one. And yeah, it's a Bombshell Day. Who created all these? It's also Chocolate Custard Day, Fitness Day, Garden Meditation Day, Herb Day. It's also Public Radio Day and National Raspberry Pop Over Day. Also Scrapbook Day and also National Specially Able Pets Day. Startsy Monarchs Day, as in the Monarch Butterfly Textile Day. Spring Astronomy Day on Sunday. Who knew? A very, very happy birthday, we say, to Tom Denny, our good friend Tom, who on Thursday, 1st of May, celebrated his 86th birthday. Tom, a very, very happy birthday to you. It says my grandfather's name, Tom Denning, turned 86 on Thursday. And that's with love from your kids, Claire, Julie, Maggie, Tom, Chris and Liam, and the grandkids, Katie, Joe, Karen, Ellie, Maggie, Shannon, Rory, Kathleen, Chris and Donovan. Saying very, very special happy birthday wishes to you. Tom, a very, very happy birthday. So hope it's a good one on Thursday. That's the request of the gallant John Joe Mervyn Owens.
In the month of November on a cold, stormy day, I left my old home and the town went my way. I met with a young man on the road I did go, and he told me the news of the death of John Joe. John Joe O'Reilly has left us behind. He was called by the Lord to his faithful and kind. He brought into heaven a proud man to show. A true son of Brittany was a gallant John Joe. Brave man O'Reilly, proud is your name. You've reared many sons of great honor and fame. But not even the princes of long, long ago could compare with our sportsman, the gallant John Joe. He led Cavan to victory on that memorable day, in the final against Kerry in New York far away, and the next year in Crow Park where the boys beat Mayo. Once again they were led by our gallant John Joe. His record's a proud one without blemish or stain. From he played his first football with fame, corn of fame, till he laid in his cold grave where the wildflowers grow. A true son of Breffni was a gallant John Joe. Each corner of Breffni, the sorrow and pain, such a true hearted sportsman we'll ne'er see again. Young players may come and old players may go, but there'll never be another like a gallant John Joe. Young players may come and old players may go, but there'll never be another like a gallant John Joe.
Very, very happy birthday. Tom Denny, your good friend, celebrated his birthday on Thursday. That comes in from your children, Claire, Julie, Maggie, Tom, Chris and Liam, and the grandchildren, Katie, Joe, Karen, Ellie, Maggie, Shannon, Rory, Kathleen, Chris and Donovan, and not forgetting Karen saying very, very happy birthday.
Check out Wild Country Now, broadcasting now on DAB.
Also with you at Irish Radio, Global Irish Radio, Clodagh Toher, a good song, World of Our Own.
Just leave us alone, and we'll live in a world of our own. We'll build a world of our own that no one else can share. All our sorrows we leave far behind us there. And I know you'll find there'll be peace of mind when we live in a world of our own. Oh my love, oh my love, I've cried for you so much. Lonely nights without sleeping while I've longed for your touch. Now your lips can erase this heartache I've known. Come with me to a world of our own. We'll build a world of our own that no one else can share. All our sorrows we leave far behind us there. And I know you'll find there'll be peace of mind when we live in a world of our own. No one else can share. All our sorrows we leave far behind us there. And I know you'll find there'll be peace of mind when we live in a world of our own. We'll build a world of our own. We'll build a world of our own that no one else can share.
Ah, Christ, a world of our own, great ones indeed. That is Clodagh Toher, brand new release from her. Good one, it is, too, I have to say. Good recording of that one. The old Seekers hit from back in the 1960s. Cracky one, Sean Harrington, this is. It's called Turf Man.
Turf Man breeds the bright sun in the morning and feels her comfort as she journeys west. He listens to the lark rise singing from her slumber deep and watches as she settles down to rest. The turf man is in tune with all of nature. He knows her habits and he reads her signs. He'll threaten neither bird nor beast nor insect on the ground. As Pan decreed, all things must have their time. His workplace is the damp and windy peatland. It yields its bounty gladly to the slain. His tools are those his father used, and that man's father too, a link with those we hope to see again. Turfman, teach me everything you know, the fading skills that everyone once knew, the secret words of nature as she whispers in your ear, of beauty known today by just a few. The another day declining. He stops to look, to watch and really see the balance and the beauty of the moorland and the bog, the gaur chorach and the bumblebee. And now he's at the end of his long labour. He'll oil the slain and keep it safe and clean. He knows his sacred solitude is over for a while. Next time there'll be a metal on the scene. Turfman, teach me everything you know, the fading skills that everyone once knew, the secret words of nature as she whispers in your ear, a beauty known today by just a few. Turfman, teach me everything you know, the fading skills that everyone once knew, the secret words of nature as she whispers in your ear, a beauty known today by just a few, a beauty known today by just a few.
Well, there you go, singing from a television or a film up and coming, Sean Harrington there on a song called Turfman. Good morning, it's great to have you along, listen, I hope you're well and in good form and fine fettle on this Saturday. And as requested, good one indeed, Sean Gallagher, hi to you in Rains Park, Sean. This is Effie Neal, this is her take on God's Plan. Christoph, that's Effie Neal, Sean Gallagher, just for you. as requested. There we go. Effie Neal, that's a live recording there of God's Plan. Irish Radio it is. Very good morning. Hope you're in good form.
Best Irish music on irishradio.org with Jerry Byrne.
Hart's Irish Meat Market.
2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10, telephone 020 8965 4563. 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, Southeast 15, telephone 020 7639 3095. And 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6, telephone 020 7624 2204. Free parking in Kilburn all day Saturday, open 6am to 6pm. Rye Lane, Peckham, open 7 days a week. Always a massive selection of the finest quality meats and all Irish goods. Prime Irish roasting beef. Now stocking Limerick hams and cooked Limerick hams. Hart's Irish Meat Market, 2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10, 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, Southeast 15, and 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6.
Hart's Irish Meat Market.
Your phone call took me by surprise.
Dermot O'Hara, musician, singer and entertainer.
It's time to say goodbye to yesterday.
Dermot O'Hara, singer and entertainer.
On the Sunday morning sidewalk.
Dermot O'Hara. And you can catch Dermot O'Hara on Facebook / Dermot.O'Hara singer. Website DermotO'Hara.com. YouTube.com Dermot Sings and search him on Spotify, Dermot O'Hara.
Just let your love flow like a mountain stream and let your love grow with the smallest.
Keep your finger on the pulse on the latest Irish news, sport and entertainment by The Irish World every Wednesday. Visit us at theirishworld.com and become a fan on Facebook. Call 0208 453 7800 for more information. The team would love to hear from you.
Take the hassle out of moving with www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone Irish number 089 484 0140. Always reliable and trustworthy. Whether you're moving from the UK to Ireland or Ireland to the UK or indeed anywhere in Europe, it must be www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Pre-clearance, customs paperwork guaranteed, fully insured. Be it a house removal, deliveries or a single item contact, www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone this Irish number 089 484 0140. Personally procured move and agent supplied, Brexit certified. They will pack it, rack it and stack it. Full storage facilities available in Ireland. A service you can trust, www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone Irish number 089 484 0140. From the UK, it's 00353-89-484-0140. Email countytocountyremovals@gmail.com.
Turn cold grey ashes into hot burning flames.
Mervyn and Shane Owens appearing this Saturday night, the 3rd, in Molly's Bar, 380 Bowes Road, Arnos Grove, London, N11. This Sunday the 4th, Mervyn and Shane are in the Phoenix, McCarthy's 2 Kelvin Close, Luton, LU1. Catch Mervyn and Shane Owens live.
Hi, it's JJ Terry here. I hope you can join me here on irishradio.org every Monday night from 7 till 10, playing the best of Irish, the best of Irish country, some new releases, and taking your requests live here on irishradio.org.
Bye.
cracking stuff. Caroline Wall-Dixon there, hey, it's going to be trouble. Very good afternoon. Today, back in 1830, the very first regular steam train passenger service in the US started in South Carolina. Was a US-built locomotive, the best friend of Charlestown. The University of Athens today in 1837 was founded by King Ottawa of Greece, the very first modern university in the Eastern Mediterranean. Just some of the things that happened from today back in the day. Latest release, good on Jimmy Buckley. Somebody's calling you. Right, so somebody's calling Jimmy Buckley. There's Royce Wilmer. Morning, good to be along. Today, back in 1915, the Canadian poet and physician John McCrae wrote the poem In Flanders Fields. It was written on the Western Front. Just some of the things that happened from today, back in the day.
Turn cold grey ashes into hot burning flame.
Mervyn and Shane Owens appearing this Saturday night, the 3rd, in Molly's Bar, 380 Bowes Road, Arnos Grove, London, N11. This Sunday, the 4th, Mervyn and Shane are in the Phoenix, McCarthy's 2 Kelvin Close, Luton, LU1. Catch Mervyn and Shane Owens live. Claire Pickering, thank you indeed for your email. Can you please play Whispering Hope by Daniel O'Donnell and Mary Duff in memory of Rita, my mum, who passed away a year ago. Fabulous friend, nanny and mum. She always listened in to the show. Indeed she did. And a memory cracking song, Whispering Hope.
Soft as the voice of a gentle persuasion whispers her comforting word.
Dark Rice off Claire Pickering, just for you, and indeed the rest of the family. Remember your mum, Rita, who passed away a year ago. Lovely to have you along. And as requested, there was Whispering Hope, Daniel O'Donnell, together with Mary Delph. A very good morning. Great to have you along. Today, back in 1926, Britain's Trade Union Congress called the country's first ever general strike. It began at 1 minute to midnight in support of striking coal miners. Lasted 9 days. Ah, Christ, so Patrick Feedy, latest one, the larger.
Lately I've been thinking that the world is going crazy. So I sit back and let it pass and take it fine and easy. 3 years ago I wed a girl who came from Tipperary. Our firstborn son arrived last week, we'd like to call him Davy. But Auntie wants to call him John, William, Simon, Dick or Tom. Joe and Sarah Jane, they want to do the same. My wife's mother, she alone wants to call him Bill or Joe. But I'll be damned if I have a Joe, for that's our lodger's name. Our lodger is a fine young man and comes from Castlecomer. He's working down at Money Point and seldom comes in sober. I met his ex-wife in Lisdoon and she gave me fair warning. For he hangs his hat in many's a hall and he's gone by early morning. Still, Auntie wants to call him John, William, Simon, Dick or Tom. Uncle Joe and Sarah Jane, they want to do the same. My wife's mother, she alone wants to call him Bill or Joe. But I'll be damned if I have a Joe, for that's our lodger's name. Christening day is coming soon, and I wish that I'd stay single. For the list of names suggested would stretch from here to Dingle. With all the interference, I'm about to lose my patience. So I think I'll stick with Davy and to hell with my relations. Still, Auntie wants to call him John, William, Simon, Dick or Tom. Uncle Joe and Sarah Jane, they want to do the same. My wife's mother, she alone wants to call him Bill or Joe. But I'll be damned if I have a Joe, but that's our lodger's name. Said Auntie wants to call him John, William, Simon, Dick or Tom. Uncle Joe and Sarah Jane, they want to do the same. My wife's mother, she alone wants to call him Bill or Joe. But I'll be damned if I have a Joe, but that's our lodger's name. I'll be damned if I have a Joe, but that's our lodger's name.
Ah, Christ, so Patrick Feedy, PJ Murray, he wrote the song, The Tale of the Lodger. Hi, Della Mullen, good to have you along. Hi to the Curry Mob, great to have you along. Maureen Collins, good to have you with us. Della Mullen, how you doing? Hopefully life in Ellestree is going well for today. Betty Reynolds, those songs I shall get for you. Hopefully that you're well and in good form. If you ask your request, dedication, wherever else it is, wherever you're listening, just shoot me an email to Jerry, Gerry at irishradio.org. Siobhan Marie, get that song for you on the way a little later on. It's great to have you with us. Hopefully that you're well and in good form for today. Brand new release, Lisa McHugh. This is called Tennessee.
I've made this trip so many times, like it ain't no big thing. I've packed my bags and said goodbyes and then stayed gone for weeks. But 5,000 miles have changed, never felt so far away before. I'm sitting on the runway, too late to turn back now. I throw on a set of headphones, try to drown this feeling out. Keep telling myself this is what I need. I'm going to my way Nashville, the town where you can dream. Spend my time on Music Row, searching for a song to sing. Keep telling myself, this is where I need to be.
There you go, Lisa McQ there. That's all called Tennessee. It's a very, very good morning, Lisa. I hope you're well. And then Fine Fettle for today.
Hi, this is Joy Adams from New Zealand. Join me for the Classic Country Show with all your favourite traditional country artists along with indie artists from all around the world on irishradio.org. You can hear my show every Sunday from 9 to 10 a.m., Tuesday 3 to 4 p.m. and Friday midnight to 1 a.m. on irishradio.org. Also available on Alexa Live, TuneIn and Radio Garden. The Classic Country Show with Joy Adams.
Classic Country Show.
We play non-stop country. Don't believe us? Get a load of this. Wild Country.
Christ, someone's requested, hey, it's Charlie's Bar, Paddy Tracy.
If you're ever in Fermanagh, in our little island town, you see a pub called Charlie's with umbrellas upside down. You'll be greeted with a smiling face if you were a star. Ah, there is no place on earth like Charlie's Bar. Oh, Charlie's Bar. Oh, Charlie's Bar.
Oh,
you're sure to hear the sound of the music played by young and old all night in Charlie's Bar. Ah, the Sunday session's sweet, you'll hear the tapping of the feet as they dance all around the floor at Charlie's Bar. Oh, Charlie's Bar. Oh, Charlie's Bar.
Oh, Charlie's Bar.
Ah, the people come from near and from far, and the beer it flows like wine. Yeah, the crack is always good at Charlie's Bar. Sure, it's known all around worldwide with the ad at Christmas time. But the lonely won't be lonely around Charlie's anymore. No, you'll never be alone. It's a home away from home. Tip your hat and raise a glass to Charlie's Bar. Oh, Charlie's Bar. Oh, Charlie's Bar. Ah, the people come from near and from far, and the beer it flows like wine, and you have a real good time. Ah, the crack is always good in Charlie's Bar. Oh, Charlie's Bar. Oh, Charlie's Bar. People come from near and from far, and the beer flows like wine, and you have a real good time. Yeah, the crack is always good in Charlie's bar. Ah, yes, the beer flows like wine, and you have a real good time. Ah, the crack is always good in Charlie's bar.
It's a real live bar in Skillen, County Fermanagh. Paddy Tracy there and Charlie's Bar. Good to have you along. Today, back in 1937, a lady called Margaret Mitchell won the Pulitzer Prize for her novel Gone with the Wind, which went on to, of course, be a huge, huge film after that. Good one. Her debut release, Ellie Peters. Good version, The Queen of Hearts. Christ of Queen of Hearts. That is Ellie Peters. Hi, T.R. Dallas. Tom Allen. Tom, good to have you along. Hopefully life in Westmeath is good today.
Best Irish music on IrishRadio.org with Jerry Byrne.
Weekend news roundup across Ireland. A man has been handed a life sentence after he pleaded guilty to murdering a woman in Limerick City over 2 years ago. Habib Shah Shamal appeared at Belfast Crown Court from custody to be formally arraigned on two charges he faced when the charge of murdering Gayla Ibram was put to him by the court clerk. Shamal, aged 28, an Afghan national formerly of Cecil Street in Limerick, replied through an interpreter, "I am guilty." The brother of the 38-year-old Deepa Dinami, who was murdered at her home in Wilton in Cork almost 2 years ago, has said words cannot describe the depth of pain, grief and devastation his family have had to endure since her death. Miss Demiani's husband, Reagan Ranjan, has been sentenced to life imprisonment after the Central Criminal Court jury unanimously found him guilty of her murder at the conclusion of his trial early last month. Former fixed martial arts fighter Conor McGregor wants to introduce new evidence in his appeal against a civil jury's finding that he raped Nikita Hand, claiming that bruising on her body had been caused by a former partner. Ms. Hand has described the allegations as lies. The application will be heard at the beginning of July. Former Sinn Féin leader Gerry Adams has told his High Court defamation case against the BBC that he was not there to justify every action of the IRA. Mr. Adams made his remarks during the first day of his cross-examination in a civil action he's taking against the BBC. The mother of a 12-year-old girl who died after a failure to diagnose a blockage in a shunt in her brain has told a High Court judge her daughter died because doctors would not listen to her. The court was told that Abby Bigot's symptoms were not correctly diagnosed despite 5 visits to hospital in as many months. There's been a dramatic increase in attacks on prison officers and prisoners, with over 1,200 attacks in Ireland last year, according to the Irish Prison Officers Association. A Garda is in serious condition in hospital after being struck by a van in a hit-and-run incident in County Louth. The incident took place just outside the centre of RD town in the early hours of Friday morning. A man has appeared in court charged with fraud by false representation in connection with the case of the murdered journalist Martin O'Hagan. Michael Kingsbury, with an address at Sycamore Close in Doncaster in South Yorkshire, appeared before Craigavon Magistrates Court. A man has been charged in connection with a number of incidents of criminal damage in the Ravensdale area of County Louth. Petrol bombs were thrown at a parochial house in Ravensdale, around 10 kilometres north of Dundalk, last Sunday night. A 17-year-old boy who repeatedly stabbed an army chaplain outside a barracks last year has been sentenced to 10 years detention, with the final 2 years suspended. The boy has pleaded guilty to attempting to murder Father Paul Murphy by stabbing him multiple times at Renmore Barracks in Galway on the 15th of August 2024. A man who was previously sentenced to 5 years for threatening to kill the mother of his children is to be sentenced in July for making calls to her from prison saying that he would butcher her when he got out. Dublin Circuit Criminal Court heard that Luke Murphy, aged 38, called his former partner from prison and made threats that he would burn down her house and smash her head in. 3 people were arrested on Thursday following a security breach at Shannon Airport, where a van was driven through a fence in an attempt to reach the runway area. A woman in her 70s has died following a house fire in County Limerick. Garda and emergency services attended the scene of the fire at a house in Wolfetone Street in Limerick in the early hours of this morning. The Belfast group NECAP is being investigated by the UK Counter-Terrorism Police following videos allegedly showing the band calling for the deaths of MPs and shouting "Up Hamas" and "Up Hezbollah." The wife of missing Kerry farmer Michael Gain has appealed for information on his disappearance, saying, "We just want Michael to come home." 39 people, including 4 women and 5 children, were deported to Georgia on a charter flight after they did not comply with deportation orders they received. A 31-year-old woman who pleaded guilty to 2 counts of cruelty contrary to the Children's Act has apologised for the cruel and volatile environment in which her daughters were raised. She appeared before Cork Circuit Criminal Court for sentencing hearing. Defence Counsel Elizabeth O'Connell, SC, said that her client was now sober and stable and felt devastating shame for what she put her girls through in her toxic relationships with men. The sod has been turned for a new €13.5 million specialist hospice facility for Cavan and Monaghan region. St Christopher's Hospice on the outskirts of Cavan town is set to undergo a major expansion and refurbishment. A £200 million capital development plan has been published to cater for the expansion of passenger numbers at Cork Airport over the next decade. Dublin City Council has given the new owners of the former U2 Hotel the green light to almost triple the size of the Clarence Hotel in Temple Bar. And finally, a new free hop-on, hop-off shuttle bus service connecting top visitor attractions with towns and villages across North Clare has officially begun. And that's it, just some news stories across Ireland for this weekend.
I'll get to where I'm going, but first there's not knowing what's written in the stars, as I'm last to leave the bar. Spend the weekends over drinking, Mondays overthinking, will I find a better plan? Will I try my best and I'll die trying? It's just the way I am. I earn an honest living, but the cards I've been given, if only I could see what lies ahead for me. If I wake up in the morning and I hear the road is calling, I'll give it all I've got, never mind the pints and shots. Spend the weekends over drinking, Mondays overthinking, will I find a better plan? But I try my best and I'll die trying. It's just the way I am. Oh, it's just the way I am. Oh, it's just the way I am. Oh, it's just the way I am. Oh. Weekends over drinking, Mondays overthinking, will I find a better plan? But I try my best and I'll die trying. It's just the way I am. Whoa, it's just the way.
Ah, it's requested arts. You know, it's just the way I am. Good to have you along. Hope you will. Saturday afternoon. Hope you're in good form and fine fettle. Today, back in 1944, Going My Way, directed by Leo Carney and starring Bing Crosby, premiered in New York. Would ought to be a huge, huge success worldwide after that. This song requested, this is Johnny Brady, his version of it's a good one. This is Mama Tried.
First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a yelling dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I was bound, but no one could change my mind. My mama tried. One and only rebel child from a family meek and wild, and mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, towards the bed I kept on turning, till mama, she couldn't hold me anymore. Oh, I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. And no one could steer me right, but mama tried, mama tried, mama tried to raise me better. But her pleading I denied, that these only mean to blame, cause mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul.
lift mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes. Working hours without a rest, wanted me to have the best. Now mama tried to raise me right, but I refused. Now I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. And no one could steer me right, but mama tried. Mama tried, mama tried to raise me better, but her plea denied, denied. That they use only me to blame, cause mama tried. Now I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. And no one could steer me right, but mama tried. Mama tried, mama tried to raise me better, but her plea denied, denied. That they use only me to blame, cause mama tried.
Ah, Christ, oh, Mama Tried! Johnny Brady, good song. How'd you, Bridget Forkhill, how you doing? Saying yourself, your two accomplices will be performing in the Market Theatre, Armagh, Saturday, 10th of May. At Ace, Martha Ghani from Glen, County Down, an award-winning Irish flute player, and Joanna Dorn, violin and piano player from South Armagh, and myself, Breege Murphy, singer-songwriter from Armagh. Listen, have a good night, guys, and great to have you along. Hi, Breege, great to have you with us. Hopefully that you're well. Hopefully life is going good. This is a cracky memory from back in the day, great one, Hugh McLean. This is the tale of the hitchhiker. Now, Hugh McLean from Donegal.
One night while driving home from Dublin town, it was cold and dark and the rain was pouring down. I saw a girl hitchhiker with a suitcase by her side. I stopped the car and offered her a ride. She thanked me very kindly and got in. She said, "Sorry, but I'm soaked right to the skin." I said, "That doesn't matter, shut that door before you freeze." She pulled her suitcase and across her knees. We drove along in silence for a while. The rain was getting worse with every mile. I asked where she was headed, though I didn't care at all. She said, "Bunquanna, County Donegal." Well, I told her who I was and what I'd do. Said I'd been recording songs the whole day through. I told her it was fortunate that she had flagged me down, 'cause I was going home to Letterkenny town. That really made her smile, it's fair to say, 'cause I could take her almost all the way. She said she'd liked my music for a dozen years or so. Said she'd heard my records on the radio. I said, "You really ought to change your clothes." So right away into the back she goes. She came back 5 minutes later, looking fresh and dry and clean. The prettiest girl that I had ever seen. Well, she talked about her family and her home. Said her dad was gone, her mom was all alone. She said neither one of them was bad, they just couldn't get along. So her dad decided he had best move on. She'd got married just 3 years ago today, but it didn't work out well, it's sad to say. She just couldn't take his drinking and his knocking her around. So she headed home to old Bunquanna town. Well, I saw that there were tears upon her face, and right away I found a parking place. I put my arm around her just to ease away her pain. She clung to me, her tears fell like the rain. How long we stayed like that, I'll never know. But eventually I knew he had to go. I asked why she'd confided in a total stranger man. She said somehow she knew I'd understand. When we came to the parting of the ways, right here's where I get off, she quietly says. In the middle of that awful night, and she was all alone, so I insisted that I drive her home. Well, I dropped her off outside her home, and then she said, I sure hope that I see you again. She leaned across and kissed my cheek and said, now you be good. And I told her that I'd call her when I could.
Ah, Christ, on Golden Memory there, that's Hugh McLean and the hitchhiker there, Hugh McLean, who sadly passed away as of last year, gentlemen, from Letterkenny, but a long, long tradition in music.
Live from London on Global Irish Radio, you're listening to the voice of London Irish, Gerry Byrne, streaming live on irishradio.org and now also on globalirishradio.com.
Also, Wild Country, Web Sound Radio, UK.co.uk, all over the place. So if
you think, hi, folks, Glenn Levi here. I hope you can join me every Sunday from 8 to 10 p.m. Irish UK time for the Glenn Levi Country Show, right here on irishradio.org.
Brand new release from Steve Farlow, lovely version of two, Who Left the Door to Heaven Open?
Must have known that I was lonely. That's why they sent you from above. I know someone must have heard me crying and gave me such an angel that I love. Who left the door to heaven open? Who turned their head for a moment? Who told you that brightest star? And tonight I know the angels all will miss you, but they know just exactly where you are. For a moment, who told you that my heart was broken? And who left the door to heaven open? Who told you that?
Ah, Christ of, hey, who left the door to heaven open? Owed up to it. Great, well, Steve Farlow. Shani Coe, not sure of that song. Can you please send it to me again? Thank you indeed. Good to have you along. I hope you're well. Hopefully that your day is going good on this Saturday. Ah, cracking one of our own Malcolm Fisher.
The sun comes up, I throw just light into my window, catching me yawning. And I persuade my eyes to open and begin to realize the day is dawning. Then I reach out and feel the warmth of you curled up beside me once again. It's the happiness of having you that makes my world a place worth living in. As I leave to go and face the care and worry of the day, my heart is yearning for the setting sun can tell me that the day is done and I can be returning to hold you close and kiss the lips that taste like heaven time and time again. Ooh, it's the happiness of having you that makes my world a place worth living in. As the door of darkness closes upon a day has been too long and too demanding, and I look into your gentle eyes and I find them filled with love and understanding. That little tear of gladness finds its way up to the surface once again. Oh, it's the happiness of having you that makes my world a place worth living in. It's the happiness of having you that makes my world a place worth living in.
Ah, Christ up there. Our own Malcolm Fisher, good recording of that one, cracky one. And the happiness of having you.
Turn cold grey ashes into hot burning flame.
Mervyn and Shane Owens appearing this Saturday night, the 3rd, in Molly's Bar, 380 Bowes Road, Arnos Grove, London, N11. This Sunday the 4th, Mervyn and Shane are in the Phoenix, McCarthy's 2 Kelvin Close, Luton, LU1. Catch Mervyn and Shane Owens live.
On a Yankee sailing ship, Davy Crockett is her name, and Burgess is the captain of her. They say she's a floating shame. So fare thee well, my own true love, and when I return, united we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but my darling, when I think of thee. I know the man quite well. If a man's a sailor, he will get along. If not, then he's surely in hell. So fare thee well, my own true love,
be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but my darling, when I think of thee. Farewell to Prince's Landing Stage and St. Terrace and Church Lane, for it surely will be a long, long time before I see you again. So fare thee well, my own true love, and when I return, united we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but my darling, when I think of thee. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but my darling, when I think of thee.
Ah, crack is tough there. Gary Mangan, Donegal's own Gary Mangan there, and good verse of that, The Leaving of Liverpool. Today, back in 1952, the very first aeroplane landed at the geographic North Pole. Did you know the man with the world's deepest voice can make sounds that humans can't hear? The man's name is Tim Storms. He can sing a note that's nearly impossible for humans to hear, but elephants actually can. It's 8 octaves below the lowest G on a piano if you're a musician. He holds the Guinness World Record for having the widest vocal range of 10 octaves. Wowie. As requested. Lovely, lovely song. It's From an Island to an Island.
My father left old Ireland so many years ago. He left his home in Galway, where the green, green shamrocks grow. He met my darling mother on a boat to Newfoundland, and it didn't take him long before he'd won her heart and hand. They both came to this island as happy as could be, to settle down together and raise a family. They built a little cottage and started to combine the green of the shamrock with the green of the pine. From an island to an island, from the green to the green, they left their homes to settle in a place they'd never seen. Exchanged the hills of Newfoundland for the ones they'd left behind, and the green of the shamrock for the green of the pine. Their family grew around them, their eyes shone bright with pride. They'd go to church each Sunday morn, strolling side by side. Each evening round the turf fire, to heaven would ascend. The decades of the rosary for all in Ireland. Now the years pass by so quickly, and death we all must face. We laid our loving parents in their final resting place. They taught me to be thankful for this heritage that's mine, the green of the shamrock with the green of the pine. From an island to an island, from the greening to the breeding. They left their homes to settle in a place they'd never seen. Exchange the hills of Newfoundland for the ones they'd left behind. And the green of the shamrock or the green of the pine. The green of the shamrock or the green of the pine.
Ah, Christ off there. Margot from an island to an island. The song was requested today back in 1960. The Anne Frank House opened in Amsterdam in the Netherlands. Did you know that the current American flag was actually designed by a high school student? The flag started as a school project for a junior year history class in 1958. It earned only a B minus, believe it or believe it not, even though Alaska and Hawaii weren't as yet states of the US. The design had 50 stars. Have to figure that the two would earn statehood soon, which they did. He showed the government the design, and President Dwight D. Eisenhower called to say the design was approved. Have's teacher changed the grade to an A. Well, he kind of had to, didn't he, in all fairness.
Best Irish music on irishradio.org with Jerry Byrne.
Hart's Irish Meat Market.
2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10, telephone 020-8965-4563. 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, Southeast 15, telephone 020-7639-3095. And 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6, telephone 020-7624-2204. Free parking in Kilburn all day Saturday, open 6am to 6pm. Rye Lane, Peckham, open 7 days a week. Always a massive selection of the finest quality meats and all Irish goods. Prime Irish roasting beef. Now stocking Limerick hams and cooked Limerick hams. Hart's Irish Meat Market, 2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10, 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, Southeast 15, and 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6.
Hart's Irish Meat Market.
Your phone call took me by surprise.
Dermot O'Hara, musician, singer and entertainer.
It's time to say goodbye to yesterday.
Dermot O'Hara, singer and entertainer.
On the Sunday morning sidewalk.
Dermot O'Hara, and you can catch Dermot O'Hara on Facebook / Dermot.O'Hara singer. Website DermotO'Hara.com. YouTube.com Dermot Sings, and search him on Spotify, Dermot O'Hara.
Just let your love flow like a mountain stream, and let your love grow with the smallest.
Keep your finger on the pulse on the latest Irish news, sport, and entertainment by The Irish World every Wednesday. Visit us at theirishworld.com and become a fan on Facebook. Call 0208 453 7800 for more information. The team would love to hear from you.
Take the hassle out of moving with www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone Irish number 089 484 0140. Always reliable and trustworthy. Whether you're moving from the UK to Ireland or Ireland to the UK or indeed anywhere in Europe, it must be www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Pre-clearance, customs paperwork guaranteed, fully insured. Be it a house removal, deliveries or a single item contact, www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone this Irish number 089-484-0140. Personally procured move and agent supplied, Brexit certified. They will pack it, rack it and stack it. Full storage facilities available in Ireland. A service you can trust. www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone Irish number 089-484-0140. From the UK, it's 00353-89-484-0140. Email countytocountyremovals@gmail.com.
Turn coal grey ashes into
hot burning flame.
Mervyn and Shane Owens appearing this Saturday night, the 3rd, in Molly's Bar, 380 Bowes Road, Arnest Grove, London, N11. This Sunday the 4th, Mervyn and Shane are in the Phoenix, McCarthy's 2 Kelvin Close, Luton, LU1. Catch Mervyn and Shane Owens live.
Hi, it's JJ Terry here. I hope you can join me here on irishradio.org every Monday night from 7 till 10, playing the best of Irish, the best of Irish country, some new releases, and taking your requests live here on irishradio.org.
I saw Cornelius Edgerton, me and you, and a dog named Boo. Alice Lowell, thank you indeed for your note. Please wish Patricia Kelly in her luxurious apartment in Teddington a very happy birthday for today, Saturday, 3rd of May, 21 again. Patricia, who's counting? Have a great day out with the family in Bushy Park and keep well away from those deer that got big antlers. Catch up with you very soon for a belated birthday drink. Enjoy your day. I know it's the first thought your dear mum, Mary, but she'd want you to have a good day. Donegal, a Kerry song, no problem at all. Patricia's mum hailed from Donegal and dear dad Pat from Kerry. And just for you, Patricia, a very, very happy birthday. Have a great day. Ah, it's home to Donegal. John Foley back from the hike. Enjoy the coffee, John, in Chicago. Great to have you along. Betty Reynolds, and one and all, thank you very much for the shares. Appreciate it.
Lights of London are far behind. Thoughts of homeland are crowding my mind. Familiar places come into view. I see my home now, so
Christ, off Trisha Kelly, a very, very happy birthday. Have a great one, Trish. Best wishes from your good friend Alice Nolan, saying a very, very happy birthday. Today, back in 1965, the very first use of satellite TV took place. That was 60 years ago today. Do you know that cows don't have upper front teeth? They do have molars on top in the back of their mouths, but where you'd expect the top front teeth, cows, sheep and goats have a thick layer of tissue called a dental pad. And they use that with their bottom teeth to pull out grass. That's how it's done. As requested, Simon Foster. Hi to you, Simon. I love his song, Foster and Allen. This is Queen of the May.
Bring flowers of the fairest, bring blossoms the rarest, from garden and woodland and hillside and dale. Our full hearts are swelling, our glad voices telling the praise of the loveliest flower of the May. Oh Mary, we crown thee with blossoms today, Queen of the angels and Queen of the May. Oh Mary, Queen of the angels and Queen of the May. Their lady they name thee, their mistress proclaim thee. Oh, grant that thy children on earth be as true, as long as the bowers are radiant with flowers, as long as the azure shall keep its bright hue. Oh, may
it blossoms today, queen of the angels and queen of the May. Oh Mary, we crown thee with blossoms today, queen of the angels and queen of
Craig favourite taking on the latest album, Astrid Allen, Queen of the May. A good afternoon to you. Great to have you with us. With you on irishradio.org, Global Irish Radio, Wild Country and websoundradiouk.co.uk, all over the place. Thank you indeed to all the other stations taking me, appreciate us. Jerry, could please play a request from a special friend? This is Malice Nolan and sound advisor, the one and only Mr. Sean Connery. He was talking to Sean and was in the process of sowing potatoes in pots. Sean said not to forget the manure. I said I didn't need it, I was sowing the pots, but I checked it out and did need that. So telling a Limerick man how to grow potatoes, should have known better. Dig you should, Alice. Anyhow, when the potatoes are ready, I'll get Jerry Byrne to order some Limerick ham, my homegrown potatoes and a head of cabbage, and we'll put in the slow cooker and head across the road for a few pints. Hi, Alice. Sean Connery, as requested, just for you, Alice. Cry you one from Sean. Ah, let's think about living.
Get every other song that I've heard lately. Some fella gets shot, and his baby and his best friend both die with him, as likely as not. In half of the other songs, some cats crying, all ready to die. We've lost most all of our happy people, and I'm wondering why. Let's think about living. Let's think about loving. Let's think about the hooping and the hopping and the bopping and the lovey-dovey-dovey. Let's forget about the whining and the crying and the shooting and the dying and the fellow with the switchblade knife. Let's think about living. Let's think about life. We lost old Marty Robbins down in El Paso a little while back, and but now Miss Patty Page, you're one of them. Wearing black. Kathy's crown at dawn and fill when we feel like we're gonna die. If we go on losing our singers like that, I'll be the only one you can buy. Let's think about living. Let's think about loving. Let's think about the hooping and the hopping and the bopping and the lovey lovey lovey. Let's forget about the whining and the crying and the shooting and the dying and the fellow with the switchblade knife. Let's think about living. Let's think about life. Let's think about living. Let's think about loving. Let's think about the hooping and the hopping and the bopping and the lovey lovey loving. Let's forget about the whining and the crying and the shooting and the dying and the fellow with the switchblade knife. Let's think about living. Let's think about life. Let's think about living. Let's think about life. Let's think about living. Let's think about life.
Ah, Christ, I'm Sean Connery here. Let's think about living, y'all. Today, back in 1991, if you had vintage, you'll remember it. It was the final episode of the second longest running TV series, Dallas. final show was shown in 1991. That was in the USA.
Best Irish music on irishradio.org with Jerry Byrne.
Hello, I'm Jerry Byrne. Join me every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock for the chart show. These are the songs that's voted for by you each day over the previous week. And remember, vote each day for your favourite three songs. Click on the link on the website. Click on the link on my Facebook page, Irish Radio Facebook page, or Gerald Brown's Facebook page. And you can vote for your favourite three songs each day up until 3 p.m. on Saturday, UK Irish time. And remember, join me every Sunday morning, UK Irish time, from 11 o'clock for the chart show.
Best Irish music on irishradio.org with Jerry Byrne.
Into the city street, you could be in Peru. You hear the distant calling and you know it's meant for you. So you drop what you're doing and you join the merry mob. Before you know just where you are, you're in an Irish pub. They got one in Honolulu, they got one in Moscow too. They got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So whether you sing or pull a pint, you'll always have a job. Wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub. Fairly simple, and it usually works the same. You'll have Fraser Houghton scoring in the Ireland-England game, and you know you're in the Irish pub the minute you're in the door. For a couple of lads at Bowron's, they'd be murdering Christy Moore. They got one in Honolulu, they got one in Moscow too. They got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So whether you sing or pull up, you'll always have a job. Wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub. Norwegian, and the manager comes from Cork, and the lad is howling up the bar, say only he just work. He was born and bred in Bolton, and his mummy's from Kildare, and he's going to make his fortune and move to the County Clare. They got one in Honolulu, they got one in Moscow too. They got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So whether you sing or pull up a pint, you'll always have a job. Wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub. To go, I have to catch me train, so I'll leave you sitting at the bar and face the wind and rain. For I'll have that pint you owe me if I'm not gone on the dry. When we meet next week in Frankfurt in the fields of Appenrie. They got one in Honolulu, they got one in Moscow too. They got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So whether you sing or pull up, you'll always have a job. And wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub.
Ah, Craig O'Leary. Man his own Sean McGuire there in Irish pub. Kevin White, how are you doing, Kevin? Good to have you along. Today, back in 2002, the latest of the Spider-Man starring Tobey Maguire debuted in went on to be a huge, huge success. Went on to be a number of films actually of Spider-Man. A good song, this Betty Wells, just for you. John Hogan, hey, why you start looking so good?
Well, you told me when I walked out. I wouldn't do too well. Trying to live without you was gonna be hell. But I never even looked back at all the love we had. Honey, that's when things started looking so bad. And you started looking so good. You got a brand. Did your eyes always sparkle? God, I must have been blind. Are those the same two lips that once touched mine? I never knew what I wanted. I never knew what I had. Till the day that things started looking so bad. And you started looking so good. Got a brand new house and a brand new car. I never dreamed you would go this far. You're a brand new woman with a new last name. Things could never be the same. But I take you back in a New York minute. Lord knows that I would. When things started looking so bad, honey, why'd you start looking so good? Well, I must have been crazy. Lord knows I must have been crazy. Will ever walk away from you, baby. You're the best thing I ever had. Forever. I wanted it to last forever. I had to find something better. That's when things start looking so bad. And you started looking so good. You got a brand new hairdo, a brand new smile, a brand new walk that's driving me wild. You're a brand new woman with a brand new man. It's more than this old heart can stand. But I take you back in a New York minute. Lord knows that I would. When things started looking so bad, honey, why'd you start looking so good? When things started looking so bad, why'd you start looking so good?
Ah, Christ of John Hogan, hey, why you start looking so good? Do you know that thanks to the 3D printing, NASA can basically email tools to astronauts? Getting new equipment to the space station used to take months or even years, but the new technology means that the tools are ready within hours, believe it or believe it not. Technology. Listen, that's about it for me. I'll be back tomorrow on Irish Radio from 11 with the Chart Show. On the way, DJ Terry. If you're listening on Global Irish Radio, Wild Country, Web Sound Radio UK.co.uk. Thanks a million for joining me. I'm Jerry Byrne, leaving you with this. Terry on the way. Turkey in the Straw.